Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hello, interwebs, and welcome to episode 141 of the 8-Bit Geek. We're the one and only shows on the internet that can tickle your funny bone and your private parts at the same time. My name is Jeremy, and with me are two men who touches people's private parts without consent.
No.
You're not clearly alone this week, again. Like, we're never going to say our names. Like, you realize it. It's just going to be, every week is just dead silence.
Yeah. Yeah, I get consent. I get it written down. I ain't Kobe.
Okay, let's retry it again. And with me are two men who touch people's private parts with sometimes consent. Partial consent.
I get videotape and written.
Confessions.
I also photocopied their IDs.
When you have a face like this, you have a very rapey face. Yeah, you gotta really, really cover your bases there.
I mean, I have a giant beard. People look at me and they think I'm gonna like axe murder them.
Yep.
And people, when I walk up to them, when women, they automatically just say no.
No.
Yeah, they just
go. They kiss you and then they go, oh.
Let's not bring pre-show into this, Kevin.
Yeah, because it's
a little taste for the Patreon.
I force a kiss.
It's inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Bill Cosby.
Oh, BillCosby.com.
R.I.P.
Yeah, his career for sure.
Yeah, no shit.
For sure. If you like our antics, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes. And also, please, 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 please leave a review. Also on Audio Boom and Stitcher Radio if you're on Android devices. You can follow us. Master Race. You can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. You can also find us on our website, www.the8bitgeek.com. So there's that. You can also support us on Patreon. And what does it do? It pays for our overhead and sends us to new conventions where we can market ourselves very nicely. That's what we want to do. Now, before we kick things off, we are in the last week. We're in the home stretch of 8-Bit Horror Fest. It's week 5, October. Take it away, Doug.
All right.
No, do your intro.
What?
You planned an
intro.
Your intro. Do your intro.
I'm doing it.
Do the singing one.
No, the singing.
8-Bit Horror Fest.
Wait, it's not horror? It's not Horror Fest?
Horror Fest.
No, I feel like fest. I feel like you're saying whore fest.
Yeah, me too.
Are you chewing gum?
That's the lounge singer. He doesn't know what the difference is. I told him that it was horror fest, but he thought it was whore fest.
Well, if he's been watching the movies that we have, it may be whore fest.
Yeah. So if you're this far behind, this month we have watched a fuck ton of scary movies. We've had one for every day this month. We're on week 5. If you want, you can go back and you can listen to our previous reviews for, what did we watch? Zombievers, Curse of Chucky, Wormwood, and then we just watched Wolf Cop. So about to list off this next week's movies.
And if you want to listen to any of those, they are on the podcast, on iTunes, and our website. So check them out. You can still go back and watch them, watch all those films, and then listen to our reviews. And that way you can still feel involved and get involved by letting us know what you think on social media.
For sure. So this is our last week. So we've got just a couple of movies left. It's going to be a zombie-filled week. I'm a huge fan of zombie movies. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
So first, the movie that we're all going to watch this week is Dead Snow 2, Red vs. Dead.
Oh, I thought it was Teeth.
Yes.
I thought we were going to watch Teeth.
No.
No, I watched that today. I think this past week was the week where I actually watched every single movie that was on that list.
Yeah.
And I loved like every single one of them, except for Teeth. It's not that it was like bad or like overly gory or whatever. It was just, I don't know.
It hates your penis.
Yeah.
It made your penis feel bad.
I don't know. Even like that stuff wasn't as bad, and some of it was freaking hilarious. But it was just, like I texted you guys. It felt like it started off as like a Christian propaganda film. Like literally, don't you have premarital sex or you're gonna lose your wiener. Was what it felt like. And then at the end, she was just like vengeful, and it was. And then I was like, I would watch a whole movie, like a sequel of this, like the strange superpower that she has.
I think
Jessica Jones with a fucking piranha vagina.
I mean, Friday the 13th was pretty much like Christian propaganda.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Voorhees was killing everyone who's having sex, smoking marijuana, and drinking.
Yeah, but I mean, this whole movie literally starts with her going to like the True Love Wait stuff, and like, and literally, like, there's that scene where she's given a speech, and like, she just was like raped, like the day before by that dude that she had met at the thing or whatever, and like, her vagina bit off his dick, and then I guess he bled to death. I'm not really sure.
Well, that's not really a rape.
Don't. We're not. No.
I mean,
definitely a rape. She definitely said no, and then he knocked her out and then proceeded to put his dick in her.
Yeah.
And then she woke up, and her vagina bit his dick off.
Yeah, but, I mean...
No, there is no yeah, but.
Jeremy.
She said no.
Well, no to what? No. I mean, obviously, her vagina has a mind of its own. With teeth
well,
and
see,
all.
That's the thing. It's like, because like later in the movie, she has sex and it's fine until she finds out that the dude is using her, and then her vagina bites his dick off.
Rogue vaginas, spoiler, man. Right? Rogue vaginas.
I don't give a shit about spoilers. No one's going to watch this movie. But no, at the very beginning, yeah, she's going to like one of those, she's asked to talk about like the Christian camp thing, and literally she says something and all the kids like repeat something back to her. Like has nothing to do with what she's saying. And it was like, I was like having like flashbacks to back when I like grew up in church and stuff, and like this the shit that they would pour down your throat, and like expecting you to like chant this shit back to them. Oh man, it was creepy as fuck. I was like, ugh, it was terrible.
Hell
and,
no,
like,
we
in
won't
the school
go.
Book, the school in her health class, they're learning about like sex ed, and like it shows them looking at pictures of like, you know, like a diagram of what a dick looks like, you know, like the medical, and then they turn the page. And the vagina one has a giant fucking sticker on it because the school board's like, no, 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 can't look at vaginas. And I was like, oh my god, weird. Fuck it, this is just like living in Texas.
Oh, both of you guys.
Well, he went to school in New York, so he doesn't know.
Oh yeah, there's vagina everywhere up there.
The school, upstate New York,
yeah,
flush with the puss.
Yeah, exactly. Like school books are full of them.
Yeah. Anatomy class was taught in Central Park.
Yeah, oh, Jesus. Yeah, but I watched a lot of the movies that we were supposed to have watched this past week, and I did. I enjoyed all of them. Like even Oculus, that one that came out last year with the.
But you don't own a Rift. Dillon.
What's that?
But you don't own a Rift. How'd you watch that one? Is it a documentary?
Oh my god!
God
you're a piece
damn it.
Of shit.
Hashtag Jeremy jokes.
Hashtag dad jokes.
Yeah, but you can both do that now.
No. Yeah, but his are like the bad dad jokes.
No.
Bad dad.
Well, I don't think so. I think that if we took a poll, people would say that they really appreciate Jeremy jokes. Hashtag Jeremy jokes.
All right, we'll do a poll.
There you go.
Let us know what you think of his jokes with either a thumbs up or a middle finger.
That's right. Because you can do that now with iOS 9.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so back to the movies we're supposed to watch this week. So Dead Snow 2, watched this one the past week. It was on our list of under the like the foreign films to watch. But this one is not a foreign film, but the original was. So
oh, this one is like, English
yeah.
spoken language?
Yes. English. And it is phenomenal. Like the first one was trying to be scary. This one was definitely like not as scary and silly. And the kills were amazing and original and hilarious and great. And it was just so much fun. It was a fun movie. I loved it.
Right.
One of the other movies we're going to watch this week is Day of the Dead.
Uh-huh.
Yes!
The original Day of the Dead.
I love it.
Did you see the remake? Like the 2007 Wait. Remake?
Oh, was it
with
the
Ving
one with
Rhames?
Like Ving Rhames? Oh, it yeah. was horrible.
Nick Cannon.
Oh
so
yeah,
bad.
I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that
no.
is the original.
I saw part of it. No, I'm glad that's not the remake. That was horrible. This one was great.
Yeah, and then also we're gonna go with next zombie movie is gonna be Cockneys versus Zombies.
I love
yes,
Kev. I believe this was yeah you fuck. Suggested this one.
Oh, it's so good. It's basically it's Shaun of the Dead with old people.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
that's awesome. All right.
Yeah.
And then next we have Silence of the Lambs. Bring us out of the zombies and okay. into serial killers.
Awesome.
It's a great movie. Next one is Bad Milo. I'm not really sure. It looks funny. It has a whole bunch of comedians in it. Like, I think, what's her name? Elizabeth Banks? No, not Elizabeth Banks. Holy shit.
Tyler Perry?
No. Okay, Ken Marino. He's in it. And then, the girl that plays Britta on the Community.
Oh, Britta.
Whatever her name is.
Jillian...
Michael Hall.
Jillian Michael Hall. I don't know if that's a person.
And then the last movie, because I think technically we only have like 5 days or whatever until, I think, because Halloween's on a Saturday, but we have more movies. So another one is just Monsters, which is by the same director who went on to do the new Godzilla movie. So this is like the movie that got him Godzilla.
Oh, killer.
Are you guys awesome. Sad that that this is coming to an end? We got just until Halloween and then no more horror films.
I am. I went through like Netflix's like list of like, you know, top rated like horror films, and we've knocked out the, 31 movies, like the top 31, right? I mean, like they've all been great.
Yeah.
With exception to Teeth. But I've loved it. It's been a blast.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait.
Miss it.
We're gonna look forward to next year, but until then, we've got these movies to watch. We'll make one more podcast on it, and that'll be that. Now let's make some love connections.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
Fucking Kevin, man.
What?
You did Kiss, and then you did the sign for...
Don't know what you're talking about.
Naughty things. Well, that's no good. That's no bueno. Okay?
That music just comes in like a roller coaster.
Listen, once again, I wasn't prepared. I get everything...
You got it like 1 week out of the month. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, I shoot for greatness. That's what I do. Mr. Sean Penis...
Hello, fellas.
Hey, Sean.
Take it away, sir.
All right. My misconnection this week comes out of the University of Rochester. Looking for artists of the Ill Man Graffiti at University of Rochester. U of R. Go whatever our team is. I recently traveled to the University of Rochester to visit a few friends of mine. During the visit, I ventured into a tunnel, because all the fun things happened in tunnels, in a UNR building that was covered with graffiti. While there, I came across a black line drawing of a buff man with the head of an eel. He appeared to be wearing a sumo belt, or mawashi of sorts, and was armed with a sword. I continue to be very impressed by this work of art. I am an artist myself and have recently written a comic titled Eel King. I am looking for the creator of this masterpiece. We need to have a talk about eels.
Wow.
Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
You're pretty ambiguous with this one this week.
Are you not even looking for love, just looking for
just really want to get this Eel King comic published. Look for it on the 8bitgeek.com.
Oh. All right, so this week, well, the Russian's back.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh, I just read the first line.
Yep, I did too.
Yep.
Hello, looking for someone named Alex, woman for man in Warren. My body is curvy. My height, I'm 5'6", and of course, I'm single. Hi, I'm looking for a very sexy Russian man named Alex, who is in his 40s. He wears glasses. He is tall, dark, and handsome. We used to get together every now and then for dinner and movies and bed, and sex was amazing. This is Jennifer. And you brought me roses for my birthday. And I used to live in Dearborn Heights, but I have moved to Warren. Hit me up, Baba.
All right. Get it, Jennifer.
Yes, they want to have penis inside me. Hashtag, hashtag no teeth here.
Oh, no. Oh.
In Mother Russia.
In Mother Russia, we have teeth taken out at 16.
Oh, oh my God.
Surgically removed. We are expected to have many babies. This is why I moved to America. I like sex, no babies.
I. Oh.
Please go ahead, bald man. Your turn. Yes. Step up to bat. Hit home run into my vagina.
Let me tell you about American Delight here. Let me tell you about a place called Walmart. This one is the women wearing stretch pants in Walmart. Not just one of them. All of the women wearing stretch pants in Walmart. M for W. Orland Hills. Body equals average ethnicity. Wide interests. No. Fun with a lady. No. A good looking legs and booty likes. Good looking legs and booty. Smiley face. What? You're not into white interests? If you don't into white interest, get out of here. Go to Canada or something.
Go to Albertsons.
Kroger.
My age is 35.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whenever I'm shopping, I notice all you ladies walking by. It's almost like something you would see only in the movies. It was like it was in slow motion with sappy music playing in the background. When I looked up, and to my amazement, I seen the most gorgeous set of legs and stretch pants that I have ever seen that would bring any man to his knees with excitement.
That is one long-ass run-on sentence.
That's no joke.
I like to get my point across in one sentence.
Any more than that makes you a communist.
Right. I ain't no goddamn socialist. My name ain't Marx. I ain't Richard Marx either. I hate him. Every time I hear Richard Marx at Walmart, I grab for my gun. And when I break my stare again, my heart skips another few beats when I notice those gorgeous legs are attached to a fine-looking booty, the kind that could make you salivate. I don't like commas either. Commas piss me off.
Commas
sound too much like communist.
Show fucking title right there.
Maybe for just a taste, maybe just a nibble, maybe just a few licks, goddamn Tootsie Rock. Maybe just some touch, maybe just for some fun. I think I'm singing a song at this point. Maybe play with your buns. I just want to worship that ass and a few other things. Wink, wink. The wink, wink's for the ladies. Would love to get to know one of these ladies better and have some fun. Conversations. That's my name. Conversations.
I want to worship that ass.
Worship.
I want to go to church and worship that ass on Sundays.
Kevin,
I want to sin throughout the week and then worship and repent for my sins on that ass every Sunday.
Oh, I thought you were going with some.
I want to worship.
Yeah, like this. Turn 32 degrees southwest. Fire on that ass.
Right there, that ass will sink this battleship.
Oh my God. You lost me at wide interest. Like I don't think I stopped laughing after that.
Oh my goodness.
Holy shit.
Oh, Walmart.
I That was something. That was something indeed. That was one of my top ones. That was good stuff.
Good job, Jeremy.
Thank you. So listen, the Martian won't go away, guys.
The Martian. Damn it, you Matt Damon.
He's at number one again, and he didn't have to do it with too much money either. For $15 million, he took the top spot.
Yeah,
it was a little box office weekend.
Yeah, and that's really surprising, seeing that Goosebumps came out. And was that? No, that came out last week. But Steve Jobs came out, and that bombed.
Which is surprising.
Because everyone probably thought it already came out, because it did, with fucking Kelso playing goddamn Steve Jobs.
$7 million.
Hey, everybody, I started Apple.
It got great reviews, though. Like,
yeah. Well, it is award season, so
81 out of 100 on Metascore.
Are you guys gonna go see it or no?
Probably not.
Yeah. I'll see it on DVD.
You got the
I'll wait till it comes out. Like, I want to see it, but it's not one that I'm gonna take.
It's not something I want to spend $12 on a movie ticket for.
Exactly, and spend 2.5 hours out of my day to watch it, because I'm sure it's long as shit, because it's goddamn Aaron Sorkin.
And so, and we all know. I mean, you could edit together the press conferences and make your own Steve Jobs film and be like, I mean, same thing, right?
Yeah. Probably. And also, the new Paranormal Activity came out this past week.
And that bombed, I would say, right?
$8 million, which, I mean, its budget was probably more than that, because they've gotten bigger, but I mean, the first one's budget wasn't that big.
Yeah, but they don't have the budgets yet. Oh, yeah, no budgets.
Yeah, I was going to look.
And then The Last Witch Hunter came out, too.
Was I wanted to see Diesel that. Movie? Yeah. That made $10 million, so at least that made a little bit of money. I actually want to see
his way
movie.
Into fourth place.
Yeah, but fourth place, though.
Yeah. No. It stinks.
Yeesh.
Hey, everybody, remember me, I'm Vin Diesel. Now I am Van Helsing. Come watch
do
my
you
movie.
Think the weather might have had anything to do with it? Like, I know that in our part of the United States, there's that huge fucking hurricane coming through.
Right.
A lot of rain and stuff, a lot of flooding. And I don't know how the rest of the United States has fared. But the southern parts, like through California to through
it
us...
It may have, but I think that it's just that we're in that lull season right now, you know?
But, I mean, yes, but I don't know. Like, you've got, like, Hotel Transylvania, Paranormal Activity, Last Witch Hunter, like, all Crimson Peak, all these, like... In Goosebumps, even at that, you know, like Halloween movies, like the
they're
weekend
there
before
just wasn't,
Halloween.
I don't think there's a lot of like, I would say the marketing probably, and then there was nothing that was really like intriguing. Nothing like that was going to scare the shit out of you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just wasn't something.
I don't know, man.
That great. But I will. Okay, so I don't understand what is going on, but Netflix is reviving every fucking TV show in the world that has
God blessed.
Gilmore Girls is coming back.
Yep.
We talked about this last week.
Did we? No, we didn't.
Yeah, remember, because you guys were talking about Chinese food and Gilmore Girls.
What? No, we talked about that on a... Listen, we do two podcasts now, man.
Yeah.
How many... Like, what is
and
this?
And also,
like our fourth
remember,
this week?
We talk about stuff like before the show and after the show.
No, that was legit on the show.
Two to one.
I swear.
I know it was definitely last week news, but I feel like we didn't.
No, this was 5 days ago news.
No.
Yeah, look
yeah,
at the
Yeah,
because
they're
going to
do four
title.
Episodes.
Yeah.
No, we talked about this on... Anyways, it's coming out. If we talked about it last week, who gives a fuck? Because everyone loves Rory. Okay? Whoever.
That's right.
Everyone does.
I don't know. I knew a. I
everyone knew a does, Kevin.
Bar owner.
Kevin.
Rory, and he was kind of
everyone does. Let it go. Everyone loves her.
Oh, it's a girl? Oh, I knew a dude named Rory.
Kevin. Everyone loves Rory. Okay. So we'll get four episodes, and they'll be about 90 minutes each.
Kevin's gonna watch the fuck out of him. Let him fool you.
He's like, he's binge watched like all 10 seasons so far.
He's like, oh man,
there's 10
Team
seasons
Jess.
Of Gilmore Girls.
Team Jess. What? Yeah. No, there's like 8.
Oh, fuck that noise. I'm not trying to get myself attached to some 8-season show.
Oh, do it. It's so good. I'm just kidding. It's okay.
You know, I mean, it's a first world problem kind of show, but it's really good.
Yeah, a bunch of rich white girls in like northern Connecticut, man. Like, it's just,
I could really relate to them.
Yeah, I mean, and they're too witty. Like, people aren't that witty. It's
like
Aaron Sorkin, where again, you watch the show and you're like, man, I wish I could literally have a comeback that quickly in a conversation, because their shit is just insane. We're just like,
my comebacks come back after like 4 hours, and then I go, fuck, I wish I could. Damn it.
Yeah,
that was so good.
I will say, one of the most impressive things about the show, though, is that they will do those long-ass conversations while they walk through town, and it's all one continuous shot as they walk through where the fuck they live and stuff. And that's, to me, is pretty impressive, because you're like, they've been talking for 10 minutes, and this is not cut yet.
Yeah. I really wish that I could live in a town like that. Like, I always, like, when I see that kind of show, I'm like, fuck, that seems like such a great show. Like, I mean, like, not a great show, a great place to live. Small town. One diner, like,
yeah.
Who doesn't want that lifestyle?
I also like Sean Gunn is on it.
Oh yeah. He got a start there. Yeah. One of his starting roles.
Yeah, and so when I was trying to get Katie to watch Guardians of the Galaxy like last year, I was like, it's got Sean Gunn in it. She was like, who? And I was like, Kirk from Gilmore Girls.
And then she was all in. She was like, fuck yeah.
Oh yeah. Succeed. His brother directed this movie.
We will not get any kind of high heels in Jurassic World 2. That was the number one complaint. I mean, nobody. Here's the funny thing about human beings. We accept the fact that raptors will roll with a fucking motorcycle, and a motorcycle will actually work through the woods and the jungle. But we can't wrap our heads around someone running from a T-Rex in high heels.
Well, considering that the T-Rex is thought to run about 50 to 60 miles an hour, it does not make sense.
Okay, but does motorcycles through a jungle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, it's like a
motorcycles
would
be better than high heels.
Can we?
Yeah.
It's not a dirt bike. And first of all, there's trees. Listen, you can wipe out.
In a forest? No.
They're on a path, man. They were on a road.
How do you know that it was a side shot? They were through the fucking jungle. Rewatch that. Rewatch. I'm going to send that scene to you. That they're definitely not on a road. They're running. They're going through. You know what,
still
guys? I think you're doing this.
Way more believable than her out running a T-Rex in
high
heels.
You are proving my point. It's all.
Hey, you know what I need you to do? I need you to go put on your wife's high heels like you do every Saturday night and go try to fucking race a car down the street.
I'm not saying it's not ridiculous.
And videotape that, please.
Listen, I'm not saying it's not believable, because it is. I'm on YouTube doing it. But what I am saying. What I am saying is that people are not willing to suspend disbelief for the high heel scene, but they are for the motorcycle scene. That's all I'm saying. I know both are ridiculous. Both of them are.
No.
Anyways.
When I first read this, dude, I was thinking of that whole trailer they had with Jurassic Park and heels, where it was every character. Like, did you see that? Where the dinosaurs were wearing heels?
That was great. That was greatness.
That was great.
So they said Claire, no heels 2018. Claire knows to get in there now and wear fucking flats or some shit. So there you go.
I just finished rereading Jurassic Park, actually this past week. And
the original Michael Crichton?
Yeah, and it is crazy how different it is. Like, there's a lot of the same stuff, but like, man, so many people die. And then so many people don't die that die. In the books, like, the lawyer makes it out alive.
Yeah, the lawyer was actually, like, very helpful in the book.
Yeah.
In the movie, he just, like, gets scared and runs away.
Yeah. Takes a shit
and then,
dies.
Gets eaten on the toilet. And then, he's not the hunter, he's like the, oh my god, what was his role?
Clever
girl. But he's the one that gets killed by the raptors, you know, the one that's like,
clever girl.
Dead. No. Makes it to the end. John Hammond, dead. Also, John Hammond, piece of shit in the books. The biggest fucking asswipe ever. Like, literally, his park is falling apart around him, and he's like, it's the kid's fault. Like, if this fucking kid's head wouldn't have been here, then this wouldn't have happened. If I hadn't hired Arnold or whatever his name is, like, this wouldn't have happened. It's everyone else's fault except for his fucking own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the scientist guy that, like, breeded all
What's really all funny?
Dinos, he's like, oh, we should change them. Like, this is, like, version 4.1, whatever. We need to move to version 4.4 because these dinosaurs are unstable. They're, you know, it's not going to... This is going to be terrible. We need to work more on this. And Hammond's like, no, we're good. These are fine.
And then
they start breeding.
Did you see... I think it was Honest Trailers where they talked about how in the movie, every other line from Hammond is... Oh, no expense spared. You get for the fucking computer programmer. They like fucking cheap. They like got real cheap. Man. It's so funny.
Yeah. The book does a better job explaining like his role and everything and all that stuff. Like, I mean, he was supposed to steal that stuff and be back in 5 minutes. And like the power outage was just supposed to be temporary. And then it was like he died. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just got, and they didn't know how to fix it because he'd created a back door into the program that only he could fix, and he fucked him over.
Yeah.
In the movie, it's not like that, you know. He
big
like
time.
Generally fucks them over.
Uh-uh-uh.
Yeah, like that is not in there. And also, another terrible character, Lex, the sister, is like, she's 6 years old in the book. She's younger than Tim and is absolutely atrocious. Like, I was praying to God she got eaten by a dinosaur.
Did she in the book?
In the book. Yeah. Because, I mean, she was just bitching about everything. Like, I'm hungry. Yeah, we all are fucking hungry, dude. Like, no one has eaten in 12 hours. We've been running from dinosaurs. And then just so bitchy about everything.
Yeah, Lost World was much better in book form as well, though.
Yeah.
Because that was when the dinosaurs started coming out of the island and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or getting off the island and going to Costa Rica.
Is that in the book, they totally lead you to believe that Malcolm is dead. Like, in the end of Jurassic Park, they're like, did Malcolm make it? No.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, how the fuck is he in the next book? He's the goddamn main character.
Interesting.
Anyways, sorry. I love Jurassic Park. I watched the movies multiple times while on paternity leave. So I was glad to like listen to the book. I've read it like when I was 9, which the fuck was I doing reading that book when I was 9?
I don't know. It explains a lot though.
What is that supposed to mean?
You figure that out. Harmonix employ.
Then I'm smarter than you.
Harmonix?
That's not very nice, Doug. Harmonix has been caught cheating. They are leaving reviews on their own product on Amazon.
Positive reviews. It's not like they're negging each other.
Well, no. Why the fuck would they? They wouldn't do negative, but yeah, they're doing positive reviews. And they've confirmed it.
Yep.
That's a big no-no, guys. You cannot do that. I think it was the Cheap Ass Gamer I was listening to where they were kind of like talking about the marketing of both Rock Band versus Guitar Hero. And, you know, Activision is just throwing fucking money at every retailer with these giant displays and shit for Guitar Hero. And it's just you hardly hear about Rock Band. Like, it's just kind of in a corner. From what I understand, and so they need to do anything to drum up, and I guess this is one way to do it, I guess.
Well, and think about it this way too: Rock Band is no longer under the eye of EA.
Mm-hmm.
Electronic Arts is no longer publishing it. They're actually the publisher for that game is Mad Catz, who is not a real publisher. They make third-party video game accessories. The reason they took that over, because they would make a shit ton off of those accessories, those musical instruments. So it's kind of like an indie-developed title that just happened to be like a physical release.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like... I just picked up Rock Band 4 over the weekend, actually. It's got a lot of kinks to work out, unfortunately. It's very bare-bones, especially considering Rock Band 2 and 3 put so much into it. Rock Band 4 really goes back to the basics, and they also took out a lot of modes. Now, from what I hear, in December, they're supposed to add some more stuff in. So I'm crossing my fingers.
And it'll only cost you $49.99.
I hope not. I really... No, there was supposed to be a free update. Whatever. The one upside to it, and it kind of sucked for me because I bought all my Rock Band games on Xbox 360.
This is what I heard is the big bummer, is the actual re-downloading of your gear. I mean, of your songs. Like, it's such a pain in the ass.
It wasn't too bad. If you try to do it manually through Microsoft, you're screwed. The best thing to do is do it through in-game, and it'll show you every one of them. It'll say, like, you know, you have your price, or it'll say downloaded, and you just download it. Or you purchased, and you just re-download all those ones. So it's not terrible. Better. You just got to do it individually.
Because from what I understood, you had to go to the Microsoft Store or the PSN Store, look up individual ones, and it took forever to search through it, and then you'd hit download, and then it would re-download it.
That would be for people who wanted to be prepared. Like, otherwise, if you waited for the game, you just do it in the in-game store. So it's a lot it's a lot easier than I thought it would be. So, I mean, what I did was I set up, like, 200 songs that I downloaded because I had a lot. And I just basically walked away from the system, and then, like, an hour later, they were all downloaded.
And from what I understand as well, Guitar Hero actually has a much cleaner, and from what I understand, like, the gameplay is really, really tight. The options, like the modes and everything, and it's overall right now a better game from what I...
It seems like it's a lot more innovative than Rock Band at the moment, which is surprising coming from...
Yeah. And you don't have to download any games whatsoever. I mean, any music whatsoever. You can play something like called the MTV mode or something like that, where you just play the next song that comes up and it's got a music video to it, or you can play it live and all that shit. And if you want to play the songs that you want to play, you just download the ones that you want. But, or you could just go random.
Or you can music on demand too. You can rent them for coins that you can either pay for coins or, like, earn them in game. So, I mean, they've got more microtransactions than Rock Band.
I see. So, yeah. Okay. So,
but
so it's an iOS, iOS title then.
And it seems like they're separating themselves too, because, like, now the buttons are completely different. There's three, like, when you look at the guitar now, there's three buttons up top and then three buttons right below it. So it's really interesting. So the color of the button you see on screen will either be up or down. I tried it at a Best Buy and I was confused as shit. Like, it was really tough.
But a lot of people are saying that it is more, it's more like playing a real guitar now instead of a fake one, which I don't know.
I think Rock Band did a better job with that with Rock Band 3 if you got, like, the pro guitar. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's
or you could just get Guitar Smith. If you really want to play a real guitar, just get Guitar Smith and it'll teach you how to play. Or Rocksmith, yeah. It'll teach you how to play. Mm-hmm. Activision is doing great things in the realm of esports. They have started the esports division, and they've hired ESPN and MLG vets in order to do some commentary and stuff. It's really fucking awesome. Like, this thing is going to go so huge, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
because they've got a couple different things. This is not, you know, Activision owns Blizzard. So right. You've got, you know, Heroes of the Storm, and then they've got their upcoming first-person shooter that's supposed to
Call of Duty League.
Take on Team Fortress. Yeah, you got your Call of Duty League.
Yep. And so they are really preparing for... I mean, just the fact that they've hired, like, professional people instead of... You know, because... In the beginning, you would see these announcers announcing, and you're just like, oh, these guys fucking suck so bad. And you'd be like, oh, Jerry McKnight's going down there, and he's going to score the correct point. Oh, it's awesome.
That was your radio station voice.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, guys. Here we go again. It's welcome to the MLG Ground Founders, the Call of Duty League. Hey, guys, let me tell you what's about to happen right now. Team Fortress is going to come down and score a point here. And, oh, my God, it's been intercepted by Team Wonderwoo. Oh, man, did you guys see that?
No.
I wish the viewers could see Doug's face.
I was watching. There was an ARK tournament this weekend. It was on Twitch, and I mean, I think they gave away like some $60,000 in prizes. It's pretty ridiculous.
Nice.
And I think everybody, there was like, I don't know how many people played. There was a fuck ton of people that were in it. It's like, again, it's like the Hunger Games where they like literally they drop you in a map and then like get smaller and they drop shit on you like dinosaurs to attack you. There's a dragon in this one. It was nuts. But yeah, the announcers, one of them was a streamer who
was involved with their last tournament, and so he was pretty good because like he knows the game really well. And then the other one was just like an announcer, and it was kind of like, this dude does not know the fucking game, and he's like constantly asking questions or he's constantly wrong about information. And it was just like, dude, shut up. Like, even in the chat, you see the chat just like, announcer sucks, just all this stuff. And then the first one they did, it was the same announcer guy and then a developer of the game. And even that time, like, the developer was getting information wrong about the game. And it was just like, this is your own fucking game, dude. Like, who, did you just draw the short end of a stick? Like, all right, we need someone to announce this, you know, 7-hour tournament. Let's just, Mike, it's you. You're new. You got to work this Saturday. No overtime.
Oh, man, this really sucks, man. I swear to God, I've just been 6 days of nonstop work, okay? But I'll do it anyways. All right, Mike, come here for you live here at the Battle Tournament of the Year.
Well, the first one, they had just, it was like their first, it was their first. They just released the new like tournament game, whatever it's called, Survival of the Fittest, with the whole being able to fly the camera around the map and track people as they're going through and stuff. So, like, you know, it was brand fucking new. Like, they hadn't even released it to the public yet. So I understand them having trouble then, but yeah. That's what makes me the most nervous about like this sort of stuff is like, while I'm glad they're getting professional commentators from like ESPN and stuff, do they know the fucking games? You know what I mean?
That's right, very right. True. But they also, I mean, if they're true professionals, they can generally plug someone in and somewhere and follow the general directions of it. Like, you can see Bob Costas, he'll go from fucking soccer 1 week and then he'll be doing the MLB, even though people complained about him. And then to the NBA the next. Like, I think that as long as they get the rules of the game, which they'll study. I mean, they'll get paid to study this stuff and find out what the rules are. I think that they'll be okay because that's what they get paid to do. Like, they're really good at it. I think we'll be pleasantly surprised on that end. But who knows? I mean, they could just fucking suck. But they'll sound good. Shake your head at me. Sony has dropped all first-party support for Vita. How about that, guys?
Yeah.
Does that make you sad?
I mean, I'm not surprised. I've had my Vita since launch, and yeah, I mean, like, the number of first-party games you can count on your hands, like, on, like, two hands. Like, there's just not enough support out there. There wasn't. It was doomed from the start. The best thing about it is you can use it as a remote device to play your PS4 games. So like when Destiny first came out, we used to like take our Vitas to work and use off the like leech off the Wi-Fi and play some Destiny at work. So I mean, it's a bummer, but I mean, at least people like Bethesda, I don't know if we mentioned that last time, but Fallout 4, they're optimizing it for Vita. Yeah. So that way if you use remote play on it, it's going to make it a lot more easier to use.
Here's what I would hope to happen. I would hope that Sony, this would be really cool. Since they're going to drop support for it, and it might be the last one, and it will be the last one that we'll ever see from Sony, most likely, I would hope that they just release like maybe the source code and let people hack it, and then let us use it to stream like PC games and all that shit. Because this is a much more viable device for that than say like the Nvidia Shield, because that shit is fucking huge and cumbersome.
Yeah.
So
that'd be amazing.
It would be really cool. At least, or maybe the hacker community will get into it and do that kind of thing, but I think it'd be really neat.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking unlock it. You don't even have to have the source codes. I guess you could just unlock the OS, like, you know, jailbreak it.
Yeah, I mean, people did it for the PSP. Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't be terribly hard doing it for this one.
Yeah. Speaking of the PC, we could see Halo 5. Would you guys buy a Halo 5 game on the PC, or do you just not give a fuck?
I just don't give a fuck.
Me neither.
I don't know, man. Halo, I like the campaign. Multiplayer is way over my head. It's way too much for me, so.
I was into Halo 1. I beat the game. It was fun. But after that, I lost complete interest in the series.
I did not play 4. I've played all of them up until 4. But yeah, just do the campaign. I used to, like, Halo 3, we were really good. Me and my friends, we would play the online stuff, and we would just whoop ass. But it's one of those games, it's kind of how I feel about Battlefront, whereas if you like don't play it for a while, or if you miss the launch, by the time you get on to play the multiplayer,
everyone's
like, you're already weeks behind. Like, you're so behind. Like, yeah, you could get up to where everyone else is, but they've been playing longer, and some people are just fucking better at it. And normally by the time you get it, everyone like you who just picked it up launch day or whatever, they may have stopped playing it. So all that's left are the really, like, really, really good people, and it's just not worth it to play online, because it's just not fair.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. Oh, YouTube has launched a porn site called YouTube Red.
I'm really waiting for people to like just like mistake it and go to RedTube and be like, where did all this porn come from?
It's going to happen to like someone's grandma or someone's mom, right? It's going to happen. That was literally the first thing I saw about it was a YouTuber that I follow on Twitter, and she just posted, it was like, this is what happens when everyone in the office pretends that they don't know what RedTube is. It's like if someone had just raised their hand.
Yeah, for real.
You guys know about RedTube, right? What? This is a stupid name.
So this is a, you know, we were talking about it on text message, and it ends up being an actual kind of a good deal. It removes all ads off of YouTube, which nobody likes ads. And for $9.99 a month, you get Google Music included, which you can upload all of your music that you already have and access to millions of songs that they have. And it's a good draw. It's a good pull, right? I mean, essentially, you could look at it like, hey, I'm getting Google Music here, and then as an added bonus, all my ads on YouTube are gone. Mm-hmm. At least that's, I mean, I would never pay $9.99 a month for just the YouTube Red, like, by itself. But if I were an Android user and I used Android Music or Google Music, what the fuck it is, man? Google Music.
Google Play.
Google Play, Music, God, Red, YouTube.
I do see that as, because I liked Google Music a lot. I had like a 3-month trial when I got my Nexus 5, and it was fantastic. I didn't renew it because I don't feel like I should pay $10 a month to listen to music that I can probably stream on YouTube or find some other way to get it. Mm-hmm. So, but it's a great service. I mean, if I'm going to get YouTube RedTube or whatever, I might as well get the free music with it as well.
Yeah. I'm not going to pay for shit.
Well, there you go.
I'm not their target audience. Like, I don't give a fuck. And also, like, I've seen some of the downfalls to it on the creator side of it. I don't know if you guys know who Olin Rogers is, a YouTuber. Pretty fucking funny. He used to be a part of a channel back in like 2007 called Balloon Shop. And if you guys have never seen Balloon Shop, like, you've got to fucking look it up. Funny fucking skits.
Oh yeah, I like the one where he blows up the blue balloon, and it goes to the side of his head. And then,
shut the fuck up. And
and then he pops it. Great episode.
You were watching it. I think you were on RedTube under the fetish category. Definitely not.
That would explain why he put his penis in it.
Yeah. That's when you really liked it.
I was like, oh my God, there's a penis in that balloon.
You gave it 4 dicks up.
Oh.
I wish that they rated their. I would. Oh my God.
Wish they rated dicks?
No. The rating system would be amazing if they're like, if you logged
dick
in.
Dick up, dick down.
Yeah, you want a dick up or dick down it? You want a soft dick it or do you want a hard dick it?
God damn it.
But, anyways, as I was saying, they haven't done a Balloon Shop video since like 2009, and he's been doing like his own channel stuff. And, he this weekend started getting emails from people like, hey, what the fuck happened to Balloon Shop? Where'd all your videos go? And he found out, like, with the help of some other YouTubers, that since it was a partner channel, since it didn't agree or respond in time to the YouTube Red agreement, they pulled all of his fucking videos. They pulled all of them.
Whoa, that's bullshit.
Yeah, from that channel. And he was able to contact someone at YouTube and get all that shit sorted out, because he had no idea, right? Like, they don't upload to that channel anymore. But it still gets thousands and thousands of views a day, because it's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, all those videos were pulled and just gone. And he He was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't, like, this is why I'm going to switch to Vimeo, because it's just, this is horse shit. So.
Hmm. Well, you can subscribe, I guess. So, do you not do any streaming services, Doug? I know you said that you probably just load, do you just load up your iPhone and then that's it? Or do you do, like, Pandora or anything?
Yeah, I, well, one, I don't listen to a whole lot of music in my car right now, because I've been doing, like, mostly audiobooks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because my drive is like 30 minutes to and from work, so you can get a solid hour in. So I've got like my my essentials on my phone, I guess, like workout music for when I go to the gym. So like all the
right.
high tempo stuff and whatever I've purchased recently. But for the most part, like yeah, I don't have a whole lot of music on my phone. I maybe have like 6 gigs of music on my phone versus the like 160 I have on my computer.
Yeah. I have to tell you, because you brought up the whole driving while listening to books. So I got 14 audiobook, right?
Nice.
And I started listening to it, and it's okay. I may not be a target audience for it because of the fact that my eyes started getting drowsy from the man. Like, his voice was so soothing that I was falling asleep.
Who is it? This, I wonder if it's the same guy that read The Fold.
I don't know, but I was like sitting there and I'm like, uh huh. And then I had to turn on music because I was just like, fuck, I'm falling asleep.
One of my favorite audiobooks, while you're looking that up, is World War Z. It's the one by Max Brooks. Because it sounds like you're listening to NPR, because all this is interviews, and they have like Mark Hamill on there, Alan Alda, John Turturro, a ton of people, and Max nice. Brooks is interviewing them. And it's like I said, just like you're listening to NPR. So if you like that, let's definitely check that out.
That's awesome. That's
NPR a great with book. Zombies. Yeah.
That's I love the book so much. I was so disappointed with the movie.
Yeah, the movie had nothing to do with it. Yeah.
Yeah. They just bought the same character.
They just bought the name, essentially. They were like, oh, well, it's a good marketing name.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's the Ray Porter read both 14 and The Fold. And I listened to The Fold by him. And yeah, at first, because I just listened to the Star Wars books before that. And that guy does all the voices, like, and like spot on impressions of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like, and there's music and sound effects, so you feel like you're like listening to a movie. So then I went to this one, and it was just like, that guy's voice, and then like kind of changing for each character, yeah. but not a whole lot. Yeah. I was like, "Wow, this guy sucks dick." But then by the end of it, I was like, I was into it, and I liked him a lot. So then when I went to Jurassic Park, I was like, "Man, this guy sucks dick." Like,
everybody, it doesn't matter. No matter who it is, you go to the next one, you're like, "This guy fucking sucks, and he sucks
this guy
dick.
Sucks dick. Man, this guy's terrible."
And then by the end.
But then I finished Jurassic Park, and I was like, yeah, that guy was still... He was just okay.
Well, folks...
He sounded condescending when he read to you. Like, it sounded like he... It's supposed to be all scientific and smart, you know? But it was like... It sounded like he was talking down to you when he was reading it. And you're like, God damn it, man. Just because I don't know what the fuck all this shit is. God damn it, Michael Crichton.
Rest in peace.
That's our show. I tried to end it like 30 seconds ago. I am Jeremy.
Oh, are we done?
This is it. This is how
we're gonna
end
play some Rocket Cars.
Oh, we're gonna go play some. Oh shit, son!
All right, but everybody, thank you for tuning in. We thank you for making it to the end of the show, and please follow us and subscribe to us and stop talking. My name is Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
Hi, my name is Kevin. I like long walks on the beach, and I'm a Pisces, and I like to write poetry for you.
And he won't ask to touch your private parts.